You see this guy here staring back at you?
Yeah.
That's your toughest opponent. Every time you get into the ring, that's who you're going against. I believe that in boxing, and I do believe that in life.
Nietzsche had the great line on resentment. He said, if you think someone's ruined your life, you're right. It's you.
People have this
reoccurring nightmare that there's some thing, some force that's got a hold of them and it's holding them down and they can't break free. No matter what they do, they can't break free from that force. Well, I'm here to tell you that that thing in your nightmare, that thing that's holding you back, that thing that's dragging you down, that thing is you.
There's no hacks, bro. It's you against you. You against you. And if you misunderstand that, you have a real problem. If you misunderstand what I'm saying right now today, the problem is you. And you don't want to fix it.
If you don't change what you're doing and how you do it, nothing else will change.
Here's how to get older without getting better. Keep relearning the same lesson. If you keep making the same mistake over and over, the mistake isn't the problem. You are.
Do you actually want to do this or not? Because if you actually want to do it, what's going to stop you? Nothing. And if you don't really want to do it, what's going to stop you? Just about anything that comes up. Just about any obstacle that gets in your way becomes an excuse not proceeding down that path. Your excuses will destroy you and take everything that you ever wanted from you if you let them. Go try and accomplish something that's hard. You may win, you may lose, you may succeed, you may fail. I'll tell you what, you'll be better. And you're gonna fail, and you're gonna fail, and you're gonna fail, and you're gonna fail, and then you're gonna win.
And I don't blame them, but don't be mad. When you're laying there in your bed, and you're in the hospital, and you're 70, 80, 90 years old, you're thinking, yeah, I feel like I didn't do something. Because you did. You didn't do it. You didn't do shit. You may live a great life, man, but you're always going to feel empty inside.
Your biggest enemy is you. My whole book is about you battling yourself. People don't understand it's you against you. The only person that gets in your way is you. Nobody else. It's you.
You know, the war that you have to really fight is the war against yourself. You have to fight the war against yourself. Now, it's not easy to look in the mirror and to change your own life. It's hard as hell. You have to take responsibility. You have to learn new things. You have to feel uncomfortable. Good, because discomfort is how we grow. That's how we become strong. If you run away from discomfort and resistance your whole life, you will always be weak.
Motherfucker, is you versus you.
And it makes me so mad. Every day I walk this earth and I see average all over the place. And they want to ask me, how did you do it? I can't tell you how, because you're not going to do it. You're not going to do it. You're going to continue being out, because every day you wake up, like he says, like, get the coffee, make the pancakes, kiss the girl, kiss the kids. You wake up, right to work. Immediate, your mind is in action. No one wants to do that. No one. And I don't blame them.
If you want to be successful, you have to change this. This has to change. What makes it hard is your lack of belief that it can happen for you. See, but you got to change, though. If you keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to keep getting what you've been getting. So if you're at a place in your life and you ain't happy with it, you have to change some things.
If you believe it, if you really believe that you could be something, if you have that little voice in your head saying, hey, you got talent, you could do this, then follow that voice.
Imagine that you're in a movie, and imagine the movie begins now, and you're the hero of the movie. What would that guy do? What would that guy do right now? Because you are.
If you are able to get up every morning, have no passion, no drive, no motivation, no shit, and still get up with that kind of fire, you will be successful in life. I guarantee you that.
And there are those of you in this room, you are great. You are phenomenal, and you're not walking in it because you don't know who you are and what you want.
You are capable of doing anything. You are capable of all of it.
You got to change the internal dialogue. That person in your head that's talking that shit to you, until you change the internal dialogue in your head, until you callous over the victim's mentality that the world is out to get you because of you are the only, you got to change that shit, man. Self-discipline is everything. If you don't have it, I don't look at you right, because I know you're capable of more. It's not discipline so much for me. It's all on you. It's all on you. The self part is what's big. We need someone to hold people accountable. F*** that shit, man. We count on people too much to get us through it. And we look to our right, we look to our left, we're looking for help. And if you can build that self, you can build that total accountability in oneself. And it's not about being selfish. I'm trying to create a better me. So hopefully people who are hearing this are taking it the right way, can say, I can run a mile. It ain't about running 205. I was doing 4,000, being a city. It ain't about all that shit. It doesn't matter. I want you to see how far you can go. And that's all it's about, yourself.
Well, what you're willing to forego today's pleasure for tomorrow's advantage.
You were blessed with a strong mind. Like, the hell you talking about? I was blessed with a strong mind. That's something that you have to develop. You develop that over years, decades of suffering and going back into the suffering. Because human beings need to hear this. They need to stop hearing these hacks on this and that. There's no hack, bro. There's no hack. Yeah, you may this and that and saunas and this and all this that they, yeah, it's great. There is no fucking life hack to grow that thing. How do you grow it? Do it and do it and do it and do it. That's the hack. The hack is gonna fucking suck.
Everybody wants the view, but no one wants the climb.
I just beat me. If I can keep beating myself, if I can keep doing that, then that means that I'm in a battle with the only person that I really want to f***ing beat, and that's me. If I can continue to outdo me from the day before, then I'm ahead.
Is when I realized a human being, we have the ability to go in such a space. If you're willing to suffer, and I mean suffer, your brain and your body, once connected together, can do anything. And this 30 miles was the life-changing moment. I was out of it. I was in the worst pain of my entire life. I was, to me, on the brink of death. I was so driven. And I'm not going to say motivated, because motivation's crap. Motivation comes and goes. When you're driven, whatever's in front of you will get destroyed.
You lost that fight, Rock, for all the wrong reasons. You lost your edge. All right, I know your manager dying had you all messed up inside. But the truth is, you didn't look hungry. Now, when we fought, you had that eye of the tiger, man, the edge. And now you gotta get it back. And the way to get it back is to go back to the beginning. You know what I mean?
Maybe we could win it back together.
Why'd you have to come here?
I have the plan. Get back there.
Here's the big challenge of life. You can have more than you've got because you can become more than you are. That's the challenge. And of course, the other side of the coin reads, unless you change how you are, you'll always have what you got.
Set a time to train at that time. Set a time to go to sleep at that time. Set a time to get up at that time. Don't tell yourself you need to do something and then don't do it. That's what I was talking about with Ariel. I knew in my head I was saying, get up at this time. I didn't get up at that time. Train at this time. I didn't train at that time. Don't eat this. I ate that. Don't drink that. I drank it. And these all just infiltrate my mental strength.
Just little kind of defeats.
Exactly. Little defeats instead of wins. And it just culminates into, oh, and you just don't want to be here. So I'm just figuring myself out like I've never figured myself out before.
Yeah. I don't care how good you are in anything. You don't have discipline. You ain't nobody.
Right.
You're nothing without discipline. Because you give up under the slightest struggle without discipline.
100%.
Discipline is doing what you hate to do, but doing it like you love it. And that's what you have to do to be the best.
Yeah.
Everything you're going through is preparing you while you're in the process. Because the process is necessary. You may not see it now, but when you get you on the other side of it, you're going to see exactly why it went that way. And you're going to be okay with it. But quit tripping during the process.
That's the problem with some of you. You always want to blame other people. You always want to, you want to hold other people to the fire, but you're not holding yourself to the fire. You just said you're giving 50%. You owe you an explanation. You need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, why are you only giving 50%? What's wrong with you? You need to put yourself on punishment. No more, no, we working out now. No, no more alcohol, not right now. Not, no, I can't handle it right now. You need to tell you that you owe you something. You walk out of this room, you owe yourself. I didn't get here making excuses. So what, my father wasn't in my life? The truth of the matter is, he ain't never come into my life. So what, I'm gonna wait for the rest of my life for my man to come? He ain't coming.
Because you gotta just stay locked in and stay focused. And as long as you know what's true, you know what I mean? Yeah. People are always gonna say something. Always, they're gonna try to have some type of narrative or whatnot, but as long as you know what's real, I think that's what can help you keep your sanity.
Being on your deathbed and standing around your bed, the ghosts of the dreams, the ideas, the abilities, the talents given to you by life, you for whatever reason, you never pursued those dreams, you never acted on those ideas, you never used those gifts, and there they are standing around your bed looking at you saying, we came to you and only you could have given us life, and now we must die with you forever. And the question is, if you died today, what dreams, what ideas, what leadership, what books, what gifts will die with you? What if you live your whole life only to discover it was wrong to reach the point of death, only to realize that you've never lived, only to realize that you've never scraped the surface of your potential?
How bad do you want this? Most people don't want it that badly, which is why they always ask the question, man, how did you get to where you are? You know how to do it. You know exactly how to be you or how to be me. You don't want to do it. So I can't make you do it, nor do I have the time or energy to force you into that place that I know you have to be to do it. There's no luck in this game, man. It may be a little bit of luck, but the luck happens after you bust your ass and you put yourself in that lucky situation. Luck doesn't happen. You put yourself in that situation where luck might happen.
And this is my favorite rule from James Clear, which is, a habit missed once is a mistake. A habit missed twice is the start of a new habit. Never miss 2 days in a row.
You have no idea how great you really are, because you are using such minimal of what you have on what it really takes to extract greatness from nothing.
For so many years, I wanted to be balanced. But then I was like, well, nothing great was ever achieved by people who tried to be great at all things.
Just get started. Just get started. The longest time in the world is the hesitation between thought and action. It can actually be forever. You can hesitate for 1 second to get started on something, a workout, a project, a task, something that you know you should do. You can hesitate for 1 second. That 1 second of hesitation, all of a sudden it turns into 5 seconds. And then 10 seconds. And then 10 minutes. And then just like that, you drifted into the eternity zone. 1 second became an eternity because something that was gonna happen is now never gonna happen, ever. Why is that? Because you hesitated. So don't take that chance. Instead, take action. A body in motion tends to stay in motion. A body at rest tends to stay at rest. You've had enough damn rest. Go take action.
I need you to confront you. I need you to confront you because you're the one holding you up. I need you to confront you. I need you to look in the mirror and tell you, you are not gonna do me like this no more. You're not gonna continue to sabotage me. You're not. You're not gonna keep procrastinating. I need you. You're not gonna keep thinking like that. I need, listen to me. This is the one thing I get so frustrated with humans. I get upset with humans when you go out to eat and they don't bring your food out the way you want your food out. And you are so upset and you let them have it. But then you disappoint you when you don't let you have it. You give you a pass. You give you a pass. You're not where you're supposed to be financially, and you gave yourself a pass. You know you're better than that. You know you should be further in life, but you keep letting you slide. It's time you punish you.
The biggest risk to your future isn't your competition. It's the distractions you insist on keeping in your life rather than doing the things you know you should be doing but aren't. People delay doing things they don't like for longer than it takes to do them.
Find something difficult to do. You need that. You're not built for comfort or pleasure. Like, if that comes along, good. You know, if you have a day where you're comfortable and there's some things around you that give pleasure, have some sense and enjoy it. But don't be thinking that's what your life is aimed at. That's contemptible.
It's almost like you have to have the ability to go to the deep end, no matter whether or not you'll ever go there. And some people are like, well, I'm never going to go to the deep end. But you should be able to.
You know, so often, the best way to contend with problems, with issues, with adversity, is action, is by taking action. The more you sit and the more you wait and the more time you spend with that adversity, with the upper hand inside your head, the worse it's going to get.
Self-love is holding yourself to a higher standard than anyone else does.
I think it's believing in the 85-year-old version of you, who's exactly who you want to be, and then ruthlessly looking at the discrepancy between the pittance of a human that you are now compared to that man or that woman, and then step by step breaking down the many differences and starting on the first one and pulling the thread.
What's important to you? And what's important to you? For whatever reason, you know, I felt like I didn't feel good about myself if I wasn't doing everything I could to be the best version of myself. If I felt like I left anything on the table, it would eat away at me. I wouldn't be able to look myself in the mirror. And so the reason why I can retire now and be completely comfortable about it, because I know that I've done everything I could to be the best basketball player I could be. And so that's where it comes from for me. You can't leave any stone unturned.
Of course you don't feel like doing it. Of course you don't. It's hard. Whatever it is, could be a workout, could be a run, could be starting on a project. Whatever it is, you don't feel like doing it. And you rationalize and you justify and you make excuses like a high-priced defense attorney trying to win the case for weakness to go and do what you're supposed to do. So don't listen in your head. Instead, just go get to work.
So if you wake up in the morning and you don't want to do something, you don't care enough about yourself. And that's what you need to really research is, man, why am I not doing this for myself? Because that is the number one purpose in life, is to better oneself.
Our minds are morphing from minute to minute, if we let them. If you are not paying attention, if you are on cruise control, then your mind is not under your own control. We can't be in cruise control. You can't let your mind be in cruise control. You have to be cognizant of what you're thinking. You have to be cognizant. You have to be aware of how you are being influenced.
How bad do you want it? There's two options. To continue forward, pushing upward. And if you do, that dream is given birth. And forever you will live in the reality of it. If you stop, quit, throw in the towel, I promise you there's no distance you can travel far enough to find that dream again. For it is dead. And in its death, it's replaced by regret.
You got to take ownership of what's going on in your life. When you're not where you want to be, and you say it's because the boss doesn't like you, or it's because the girl treated you this way, or the guy did this, like all those things, you got to take ownership of.
Yeah.
And if you're blaming all these other external things, you're not going to make any changes, and that's going to be a problem.
It showed me even more of what we have as humans, if we're willing to go there and we're willing to push that extra step. And like I say, you know, I always tell people, a lot of people, man, how do you do what you do? At the end of the day, I ask myself one question: can I take one more step? And usually the answer is yes. So if you can answer that question and not take another step, that is real failure. That is real quitting.
It's up to you. The ball's in your court. No more f***ing around. You want your life to be better? I can't help you. We can't help you. Joe Rogan can't help you. Ari can't help you. God can't f***ing help you. Only you can f***ing help you. Grab your f***ing balls, get a f***ing notebook, and write down what the f*** you're going to do this year. And this is it. You're not going to have these problems. F*** the drugs, the cigarettes, f*** that dumb bitch. It all starts f***ing today, all right? No more f***ing excuses. That's the f***. This is the year of the f***ing soldier. It's 2015. We're going in like f***ing Marines. You understand me? We're getting back what belongs to us. And that's it. No more f***ing around.
Don't let life stop you from living life. All that you feel, all that you're carrying, all that you've seen, all that you've heard, all that you've been exposed to, all of those experiences, they are all very, very real. You may not be telling people about them, but you're thinking about them, you're carrying it, you're processing, you're triggered by it, it's all still there. But do yourself a favor and make the decision that you're not gonna let life stop you living life. And don't worry about how fast your homegirl got over him or he got over her and moved on. You run your race, and you'll feel much better about it in the end. Don't tear nobody down because they want to be celibate for 2 years, and you may have been single for 2 weeks and you out fucking partying. Don't judge nobody on either side. Everybody has their process, and I'm in the middle of mine.
Successful people see opportunity in every failure. Normal people see failure in every opportunity. Both are right. Only one gets rich.
A lot of people want to be successful, but they want to go to the club on Thursday, on Friday, on Saturday, on Sunday. And then on Monday, they're getting outperformed by everybody in the office and they're wondering, why don't I get the raise and the promotion? Shut your ass up. That's why, man. Get to work, you know? And that's something that I do. I don't give a fuck about the social media, about even hanging out, man. If it's not productive to what I'm doing, I'd rather just get some rest time and go to sleep than go to a bar and have a beer with somebody.
You think you're the only man on this planet that's sad? Say, Dwayne, I'm going through depression. Well, welcome to the world. Welcome to the rest of us. You think I don't go through depression sometimes? You think I don't get sad sometimes? You think I don't just feel wore out and burnt plumb down to the bottom of my soul? We all do. We all do.
Life is not easy. It is not. Don't try to make it that way. Life's not fair. It never was. It isn't now, and it won't ever be. Do not fall into the trap, the entitlement trap, of feeling like you're a victim. You are not. Get over it and get on with it. And yes, most things are more rewarding when you break a sweat to get them.
It's like when Kobe said, I was chasing perfection and excellence, even though I knew I would probably never catch it. But just the fact that I was willing to chase it, I would defeat most of my opponents because most of my opponents would never chase something that didn't have any guarantees attached to it.
You are your own competition. There is nobody that can judge your actions but you. If I'm putting, like you said, if I'm putting 100% into my life, I'm going to put 100% into my play when it's time for me to play.
Right,
I'm
putting
110% into me and my family. I don't care what it is that we do. I'm going to give it 100% when it's time to,
right,
to enjoy ourselves on whatever level we want to do. That's my decision.
Your life was basically the perfect grounds for training for where you need to go in your life. All the beatings, all the bullying, all the, you know, you going through learning disabilities, all the struggles. It was the absolute perfect training ground for you to go to where you need to go. And that's how I started looking at my life versus woe is me, poopy pants, kicking rock down the street mentality. It was, nah, God just hooked you right the fuck up. He hooked you right up, man, with the perfect place. You were training for the first 18, 19, 20, you were training for this stuff, man. You have the advantage of everybody else versus, my God, they're so above me. They came from a great family. Mom and dad love them. They didn't have a learn. They didn't stutter. They didn't struggle. No, man, your struggle is what made you who you are now.
Whatever that thing is that you actually enjoy doing, where you lose track of time when you're in it, even if it's challenging, but usually it is challenging, right? Like, it's not easy because then it's boring, right? Which is also why the uncertainty thing is so key, right? To not knowing if it's gonna work or not, is that the people who are, quote, addicted to work make it easy to be addicted to work because they do things worth doing. And I think a lot of it is coming down to making sure that you take the few precious seconds that we have to do the few things that are worth doing for the rest of your life.
The one companion that's always going to be with you is yourself. And I think the first thing you have to do, I think the first thing we have to do is we have to get ourselves to the point where we don't necessarily need a companion.
The same is with the human mind. The human mind can only really grow through resistance. You can only strengthen your character, become a really strong person inside if you have resistance, if you fail, if you get up again, and if you work hard, and if you work your ass off, and if you struggle. The more you struggle, the further you're gonna go.
Whatever journey you're on, you can't be envious of somebody else. You can't look over in their yard and go, why ain't I rocking like that person? Mm. It's not your time. You just keep doing what you're doing, and there's no bad in your life. It's all good. Don't try to thirst to be nobody else. Just don't question when something bad happens to you, trying to make you stronger. And lastly, you know, just be grateful for who you are on this journey. Don't try to be anybody except you. I'm Marlon Wayans.
Anyone that tries to baby themselves and trying to protect themselves, oh, I don't want to feel bad, oh, I don't really want to go through any discomfort, it's over. You're never going to get there.
Hold you accountable and don't let you off the hook. You know you're better than that. You know you should be further in life, but you keep letting you slide. Right, so I'm not telling you how to punish yourself. But no, I mean that. Write it down. First, I need you to hold you accountable. From now on, you're not going to hold any other human more accountable than you hold yourself.
What I've learned is to always keep going. Always. I've come to find out is that, you know, no matter what happens, the storm eventually ends. And when the storm does end, you want to make sure that you're ready. And so I've really learned to put one foot in front of the other, good, bad, or indifferent, because eventually that storm passes.
You can have what you want in 5 years, but there's two conditions. You have to know what it is, and you have to aim at it. Figure out what you want. Write it down. Figure out what you could do to start moving towards that. Okay. Do that with your family relationships. Do that with your friendships. Do that with your career. Do that with your education. Think about your misuse of alcohol and drugs and other things that might drag you down. If you want to drink, it's like, okay, what do you mean by that exactly? How often? How much is too much? How are you going to constrain that and why? Develop a vision. And you have to do that in dialogue with yourself, right? It's like, if I could have what I wanted, what would satisfy me? And you might think, well, I could never get that. And I could say, well, maybe not, but I'll tell you one thing, man. You can move towards it. And I know that everyone who knows the underlying neuroscience knows this. Almost all the pleasure is in the moving toward. But if you set up a goal that you think is, you know, just on the edge of conceivability, then every time you move even a tiny bit towards that, you're going to think, good work, man, good work. You get a little kick from that. Yeah. You get a little stronger from that.
The minute that you understand that you can poke life and actually something will, you know, if you push in, something will pop out the other side, that you can change it, you can mold it. That's maybe the most important thing, is to shake off this erroneous notion that life is there and you're just going to live in it, versus embrace it, change it, improve it, make your mark upon it.
You can't sit back and say, I'll start in half an hour. I can't do that. I gotta start now. And after I get back from starting, I gotta start again. And then when I get done with that run or that study session, if it wasn't good enough, I gotta go back again. Because repetition is what taught me everything. So you can honestly outwork anything.
What is the pain you're prepared to swallow the most? Nothing worthwhile is going to come without discomfort.
So you got to realize that it's up to you to decide what it is you truly want. And it's up to you to accept what pain you are willing to accept. Because if you struggle and you flounder and you refuse to take responsibility for yourself and become that version that you know you're supposed to become, you will be miserable. 100%. You will have every single regret a human being could ever fucking have in their entire lives. And the flip side is this. You could put in the work. You could put in the time. You could say, I am not going to settle. I am going to become exactly who I'm meant to become, because I know that it's not just going to serve me, it's going to serve my family, it's going to serve my community, it's going to serve my city, my state, and my country, and it's going to create an immeasurable ripple effect of people who know that they can do it too. And guess what? That's gonna be hard. But at the end of the day, even if you come up short, even if you don't become exactly what it is you want to become, you will have created so much good in this world that you will not have regrets when you die. So the choice is yours. The choice is stay how you are, keep pointing the finger, keep blaming everybody, and we'll continue to be this shitty version of society that doesn't take responsibility for anything and defers responsibility to all these people that want us sick and fat and lazy and dependent on them. Or you could say, I am done with this. Today is the day. Today is the day that I will look back 10 years from now and say, that was the day that everything changed.
And I said it the other day, and you have to realize, you have to know, you have to accept that all your excuses are lies. They are lies, all of them. Think about the things that you tell yourself, the lies you use to rationalize taking the easy road. Taking the easy road and leaving discipline behind. Think about them.
Those times when you get up early and you work hard. Those times when you stay up late and you work hard. Those times when you don't feel like working, you're too tired, you don't want to push yourself, but you do it anyway. That is actually the dream. That's the dream. It's not the destination, it's the journey. And if you guys can understand that, then what you'll see happen is that you won't accomplish your dreams. Your dreams won't come true. Something greater will.
You have to work every single day. I think that's where your confidence comes from. Because when nobody's looking, that's the time that really counts. That's the time that really matters. But the finished product is the easy part. It's like the working out at 5, 6 a.m. and all the practices and all the extra conditioning. Like, that's the hard part. But when push comes to shove, when I'm in the fourth quarter and it's 2 minutes left to go, I know how much I train. I know how tired I've already made my body. This is nothing. And so I can get through it. That work that you do every single day is key. because that's what you're going to be able to fall back on. And that's what you're going to be able to like rely on when push comes to shove. So every single day, I love it. I love to work out, wake up and train early, eat right, break my body down and then rest and build it back up and do the same thing over again.
You don't have time. That's a lie. You don't have support. That's a lie. You don't know the best way. Who cares? That's a lie. Or you're too old or you're too young. Of course you're too old or too young. Lie. And you're too busy. Sure you are.
Until you say, yeah, I'm gonna take action. Nothing changes if nothing changes, man. And I'm not preaching at you. I just want to remind you, because I've spent a lot of time in my life sitting around wanting things to change. And not being able to make them change and not thinking I could. And I wish somebody had told me that earlier sometimes. That in order for something to change, there needs to be change.
Most people will not understand your obsession, your drive, and your determination. Success is a lonely journey. That's just a reality. And most people are not going to understand why you're so driven, why you're so obsessed. And if you try and make them understand, you're going to end up frustrated. The best advice I can tell you is go on the journey by yourself. It is the best journey, man. Leveling up, making more money, losing weight, getting fit, becoming the best version of yourself is the most awesomest journey you will ever go on. But it's a journey that you will probably go on by yourself. Most people will not understand the level of obsession required. They will not understand the level of drive and determination that it takes for you to become that person. And when you try and help them understand, you'll find yourself frustrated.
I remember when I first started comedy, my dream was to one day headline Madison Square Garden, and I would tell people that, and they would all usually roll their eyes, or they would like, they kind of laugh at the notion of it. I told you that was my dream.
Boy.
And I said, one day I want to headline Madison Square Garden, and I remember you stopped what you were doing, and you looked me in the eyes, and you said, I'll see you there.
Wow.
And it was like really important to me because I felt like I wasn't the only person that believed it could happen.
Wow.
I'll never forget one time I was running by a graveyard when I was fucking just trying to become, I was fat. And I ran by a graveyard and I looked out there and I have all these epiphanies, man. I have all these fucking moments of it's crazy, man, of this thought. Cause I'm always by myself and always deep fucking thought about how to be better. And I look out there, I'm like, man, I wonder how many of you motherfuckers in there and just are so upset with how you lived your life and fucking just regret how you lived it. And I'm running a 300 pound man thinking, man, don't fucking die like this, bro.
It's not your daddy. It's not your boyfriend. It's not your boss. You are the solution to your future.
We all like to take this 4-lane highway, the easy highway. It has fucking signs, it has restaurants. We all love that 4-lane highway. We always step over the shovel. And all I did was I picked up that shovel, and that shovel, I made my own path. And you may have big boulders and shit. They may be getting 200 miles up the road faster than you, but going through this path of life, this journey over here that you make yourself, that's incredibly difficult. What comes out the other end of that motherfucker, some glorious shit that you can't even explain to people. And we're afraid. Bottom line is most of us, even the people who have all these theories and shit, it's easier to accept the fact that I'm just not good enough. I wasn't made to do that. And yeah, some of us can't be LeBron James. But I'll tell you right now, man, we can do a lot of shit when it comes to this pure arm guts and willpower and getting through shit. We have a lot more with a lot more than we think we have.
A real man in the dark, when nobody's watching, he's putting in work. A real man, when coach ain't even watching, he's studying film on his own. Cause he loves the process.
You have to visit that place, because if that place comes visit you, it will never leave. If you go visit the darkness that you've been running from, you'll have the opportunity to leave a better person. You'll have a better understanding of yourself. You'll have a better understanding of your purpose. But if you don't take that trip and the darkness comes visits you, it's a guest that will never leave.
Are you in a place where you are ready to actually shift and do and execute on why you're here? All of that is foundationally on your own self-awareness of who you are, being okay that you suck at most things, being accountable, and most importantly, finally cutting out the cancer of insecurity out of your body on the things that have always been there by shedding light.
Don't be upset by the results you didn't get from the work you did not do. Don't be upset. Don't be upset you didn't do it. Don't be upset you didn't get the results because you didn't do the work. Don't be upset. I don't want you to be upset. I don't want you to be angry. I want you to be like, E.T., I didn't get the result because I didn't do the work. Bottom line, I didn't show up on time. I didn't do what I said I was going to do. I hit the snooze button. I made an excuse. I didn't make adjustments, right? I need you to understand. Look. Don't be upset with the results you didn't get because of the work you didn't do.
And how do you deal with regret?
I mean, ultimately, you learn from those. So, like, no. Because, like, even the regrets, the bad things or the stupid things, you learn not to do bad things or stupid things. You know, all those things are beneficial in some way if you can get through them. You know, if you, like, the dumb shit that I've done or the bad mistakes that I've made, they've taught me. You know, you learn. Like, that's why failure is so important. Like, failing and f***ing up and making mistakes, it's very important. That's how you learn. That's how the bad feeling that you get from something that you shouldn't have done or wish you didn't do or wish you did better. Like, especially failing at something where you half-assed it and you just feel like a loser. Like, that just teaches you. It teaches you to get your shit together.
I was like, yo, if I set my goals high, I'm going to hit something. I literally said, if I go aim for the moon, I'm at least hit the stars.
You'll only go as far as you dream. I tell that to comics all the time. They're like, I just want to make a living on it. And I'm like, that's all you'll do. You got to dream big.
Yeah.
But fuck.
Universe doesn't reward humility, man. You might be humble with everybody else, but you got to tell the fucking universe, hey.
Yeah.
I want to be bigger than life.
Yup.
Yeah, but you don't understand my life, David.
Yeah, I do. That's the thing about it. A lot of folks don't I get that mentality. I once had that mentality that no one understands what the fuck I'm going through. And if you keep that mentality, you're going to stay in the same exact spot that you're in, that no one understands me. There's millions of people. Why do you think a book that I self-published, you know, is doing so well with a story that's so fucked up? People are like, I never forget, I went to a publishing house, like, who's going to resonate with this story? No one's going to buy this book. I'm like, are you not in the world? Are you not in society? You're never alone. Everybody's going through shit. So when people get this mentality of like, you don't understand me, you can throw a rock to someone that can understand you.
One of my favorite quotes of all time is from Seneca, all right? And it says, I judge you unfortunate because you have never lived through misfortune. And I want you to really think about what that means, all right? We live in a time, in an era, in an age where everybody is complaining nonstop about how hard they have it. And when they look at someone who's built something, who's become something, who's created something, they automatically think that this person had an easy path. But I can tell you from my experience that that is not true. Okay? How can someone become something? How can they create something? How can they build anything if they never learn any skills? And how do we learn skills? We learn skills by going through the hard times. We learn skills by going through the times that test us, the times that make us want to quit.
the times where we lose. Everybody thinks the success is all about winning, but the truth of the matter is, guys, is that the majority of the ultra-successful people on this planet have a very, very, very difficult and hard backstory. The reason that that is because that's how they develop the things that they need to be successful.
You know, if you're on social media running your mouth and shit, you're just a bitch.
Correct.
You're honestly, that's not me trying to be some after-school special shit. You really are a bitch. Real men ain't doing it. Real men don't care about that gossipy bullshit. Get to work, man.
I got little kids who don't believe that they can do it. When they saw me, they thought now they can do it. So I get up every morning at 2:30, 3 o'clock. Why? Because greatness is upon me. Dr. King is dead. Malcolm X is dead. I'm that new guy. I'm that new inspiration. I'm the guy you look at when your daddy ain't in your life, when your daddy in prison. I'm that guy that comes to your high school and tell you, you can make it happen. Greatness is upon you. You better act like it.
What do you think people get wrong about reinvention? Like, what is it that the people who fail to turn their life around do?
I think people think it's a magic trick. They snap their fingers, they make a decision, and their life is different overnight. I think there's a lack of appreciation of everything that goes into the moment where you change your mind and you do something different, and then all of the work that goes in to that rebuilding phase and the aftermath of making that decision that ultimately creates the new life. I think people are impatient. They want results too quickly. They don't appreciate the amount of hard work that goes into actually crafting the life of your desires. And I think as a result of that, when they don't see results immediately, they burn out and retreat to what's safe and what they know, versus welcoming failure, welcoming uncertainty, getting comfortable with risk, and remaining persistent in their vision to create something more in alignment with their authentic self.
And treat every day as game day, you're gonna never be ready for game day. When the most intentional individuals, every practice, Michael always said, I practice so hard so the games are easy.
Some of y'all don't want it. That's why you ain't got it. Excuses sound best to the person that's making them up. There's pretty much nothing that you could say that you went through that I haven't went through, and I'm still here. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Get off the pity potty. Wake your ass up. Awaken the beast inside. Get in shape. Get off the pity potty. Stop looking for the new pity committees. Running around telling everybody your sad and sob stories, trying to get people to show up to your pity potty parties and your pity parades. It's time to take to another level. You got a problem with your life. You got a problem with your environment. Do something about it. If you ever see me in a Rolls Royce, a private plane, a 6 or 7 star hotel, living my life to the fullest, don't hate on me. Don't get jealous of me, because I work my ass off to get it. Everything about my life and career, I've earned it. Ain't nobody gave me shit. Nobody handed me nothing. If you want it, go get it.
We're in a culture that is driving everybody towards this idea that happiness is purchased through luxury, comfort, and ease.
100%.
The truth could not be, more different from that reality. That if you want to find peace with yourself, self-understanding, self-knowledge, self-esteem, all of these things are going to be found only through evaluating what your normal is and putting yourself in situations that you don't want to do.
There's a stimulus and there's a response. What happens in the box inside of your head does not matter. If you respond a certain way, you have learned. And if you continue to see the same stimulus and you don't respond the way you want to, you have not learned. So you need to learn.
Don't waste your time. Do you know that everybody alive gets exactly the same amount of time we get all there is? It's what we do with it that makes a difference. Don't waste your life. Set your goals high. Quit thinking about what's wrong. Start thinking what's right. Love a little more, hate a little less. You have no idea what you're capable of doing. Make up your mind today, you're going to figure it out.
There was no passion, no drive, no nothing. But I had this fire that I'm going to be somebody. And it has to be there, because on all those bad days and all those days you don't want to do shit, you have to be your own motivator, your own coach, your own trainer, your own everything. And what that means is you may have failed miserably yesterday, but you come to work, be like, man, you just lost everything. How the hell are you this fucking damn motivated? Because this is what it takes.
It's not about the shoes. It's about knowing where you're going. Not forgetting where you started. It's about having the courage to fail. Not breaking when you're broken.
Laziness is something that has to do with you. You're not connected to something deep enough. You don't feel the necessity. You don't feel the devil at your heels. You don't feel the fact that you could very well die tomorrow that will impel you to get something done. There's no necessity behind it. And the human animal, the way we were created, is when we feel pressure, we feel the necessity to get things done. We can move mountains. But when that pressure, like almost like a barometric pressure, releases and we don't feel the need to get something done, we can become incredibly lazy because there's no necessity. So you have to create necessity in your life. You have to create the need to get things done.
Why do that much? Why go that far? Why try to become everything? That's a good question, why? And you're the only one personally that can answer that question for yourself. One of the big thrusts for success is to come up with a strong enough why. And if the why is powerful, the how is easy. If the vision isn't clear, the old prophet said, without a vision we die, without a vision we perish, without a dream we're nothing.
Most people, the bottom 80%, are lazy. They're looking for an easy way. They're looking for a shortcut to be successful. And there aren't any. But if you do something repeatedly over and over, you develop a habit. So most people are in the habit of looking for easy ways to get the things they want.
It's almost like you have to have the ability to go to the deep end, no matter whether or not you'll ever go there.
Right. Yes.
And some people are like, well, I'm never going to go to the deep end.
Mm-hmm.
But you should be able to.
Yes. What are you willing to give up? What are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to forgo?
If you're struggling, if you're frustrated with yourself, if you're at that point where you're so sick of yourself and your excuses, I've been there, Steven's been there. This is a normal part of the human experience. And at some point, either the pain is going to get big enough, or you're going to bump into somebody's story somewhere on this planet who has been in the position that you're in right now, facing the stuff that you're facing right now, and there is something about their story at this exact moment in time that will ignite something in you that is missing, and what is missing in you right now is hope.
Here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs in the square holes, the ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules, and they have no respect for the status quo. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them. About the only thing you can't do is ignore them, because they change things. They push the human race forward. While some may see them as the crazy ones, we see genius. Because the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do.
Playing out the fear, Layla says this and I love it, but that fear is a mile wide and an inch deep. And so it looks like this ocean that you're going to step into and drown. But as soon as you step into it, you realize it was not that deep at all, and you can keep walking through it. And I just love that visual, because a lot of times when it's like we have this anxiety around this big decision we have to make, if you actually take the step and realize that it's not death. You're not going to drown immediately. There's plenty of other steps you can take from there, even if you get a little wet.
You have to be open-minded to the possibilities that I can do this. Once you shut your mind down to the possibility that it can be achieved, there's no way it can happen.
Is there advice you can give to young kids that are living through a shitty situation of any sort, a tough life?
Try to find a thing that you really enjoy. Try to find a thing that you're passionate about. Everybody thinks they're a loser. Every young person thinks they're a loser. At least a young person in the situation I was at. Like, I didn't know I wasn't a loser until I started winning, until I started doing martial arts. Martial arts taught me that, like, I could get better at stuff, that I wasn't really a loser.
I want to maximize what I can. I want to be the best that I can be. I want to do things well, and I don't want to leave stuff on the table, but I don't want to be chasing the end goal so much that I never actually enjoyed the process of getting there, because ultimately that's really all that matters. But you're going to look back at any destination and realize that it was 99.9% journey and only, you know, one day of celebrating achieving the thing.
You're lazy. You know exactly what to do. Exactly what to do. Because even me, in my state of, I can't read and write, I knew exactly what to do. It just sucks doing it.
Hey, Theo, this is Greg from Indiana. I actually just wanted to call and tell you, so I was at work the other day, and I've just been kind of in this, like, rut at work. It's not a bad job, but I just really want to get out of it. So I was catching up on some of your podcasts, and you said something that, like, resonated with me. You know, you said, nothing changes if nothing changes. I thought about it. And I went home and I applied for a job I'm probably not qualified for, but I was like, I'll take a shot. And the next day I get a call from them. I have the interview, goes well. She says she's going to set me up with an in-person interview. Never even had it. They email me a few days later and I got the job. So now I'm going to be doing a job that I think I will appreciate more and enjoy more. And I'll be making double the money that I'm making now.
Bro, that's awesome, man. That's really great. Congratulations for trying something new. Yeah, it's crazy to sometimes think, like, what can happen if we decide, I'm going to see what happens when I decide that I am qualified. What happens when I decide for myself that I'm going to do something different?
I've made huge, huge, huge developments while I was staying up until 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning running a nightlife business. You can make huge developments in your personal growth journey while you're doing a 9-to-5.
You have this moment where you go, well, what if? What if this is the time sobriety sticks? What if I go to therapy and I actually do change the way that I think? What if I could get out of debt? If that person did it, maybe I could do it. And without either hope or that kind of rock bottom moment, I don't think you're gonna change.
We can stay here, get the shit kicked out of us, or we can fight our way back into the light. We can climb out of hell. 1 inch at a time.
How many times do you have to hear, if nothing changes, nothing changes? Right? And yet somehow we expect things to change.
You're always afraid to take the first step because all you see is every negative thing 10 miles down the road. But you can do anything you want. You are bound by nothing.
The time come for you to be your own man and take on the world, and you did. But somewhere along the line, you changed. You stopped being you. You let people stick a finger in your face and tell you you're no good. And when things got hard, you started looking for something to blame, like a big shadow.